Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. It's the first of the month, and the rent may be due. Now, millions of Americans who are behind on the rent face eviction after a federal moratorium expired at midnight. The CDC put the freeze in place to help slow the spread of COVID-19. President Biden had called on Congress to extend it, but Democratic lawmakers say they lacked support. Representative Cori Bush from Missouri is pushing for an extension.
It would be harder for the Senate to pass the bill. Because they need 60 votes. So we understand that. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't still work towards it.
In June, the Supreme Court signaled the CDC lacked the authority to renew the moratorium. 87 major wildfires are burning in 13 western states. NPR's Dustin Jones reports officials say it may take weeks, if not months, to contain the two biggest blazes.
The Bootleg fire burning in southern Oregon is the largest wildfire in the country right now. It's slightly smaller than the city of Houston, and despite more than 1,900 personnel working to combat the blaze, officials say it may take 2 months to contain it. The nation's second largest wildfire is in Northern California. The Dixie Fire is about the size of San Diego, and at only 24% contained, it has 3 times the number of boots on the ground. Officials hope to have it under control by mid-August. The National Interagency Fire Center is predicting things will get worse before they get any better. Most of the West faces significant drought conditions, and above-average fire conditions are expected to continue through August and September. Dustin Jones, NPR News.
Heavy rain is providing some relief to the region, but it's also bringing the risk of flooding. Flash flood watches are in effect in parts of Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada. Burn scar areas don't absorb water well, and it's increasing the odds of flash flooding. Music venues around the country are struggling to keep concerts alive in the pandemic. In Nashville, Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN reports more places are turning to masks.
Nashville Concert Hall City Winery will start requiring customers to provide a recent negative COVID test or show their vaccine cards. And the downtown football stadium, which is hosting a concert headlined by Country Music Hall of Famer Garth Brooks, is recommending masks for those who aren't vaccinated. Brooks says they'll keep the live music going as long as it's safe to do so.
Our job is to gather people in mass numbers. If that's a bad thing, then we need to stand down.
The city's downtown hockey arena is also once again encouraging masks after new CDC guidelines. Most of Tennessee is considered high spread, with just 40% of residents vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Damon Mitchell in Nashville.
Olympic organizers today reported 18 new games-related COVID-19 cases in Tokyo. That includes at least one athlete. The total number of infections over the past month has reached 259. The Japanese government has extended a state of emergency in Tokyo. You're listening to NPR News. Swimmer Caleb Dressel won his 5th gold medal today, helping propel the U.S. men's 4x100-meter medley relay team to a new world record. The 24-year-old also won gold in the 50-meter freestyle. And in golf, American Xander Schauffele won gold by one shot over Rory Sabatini of Slovakia. Britain's first black female Olympic swimmer says she's had to compete at a disadvantage because a swimming cap that's right for her hair is banned from the Tokyo Games. Vicky Barker has more from London.
Alice Deering argues that conventional swimming caps are too tight to protect her afro, which suffers when exposed to water and chlorine. She's a brand ambassador for the Soul Cap, a UK-made bathing cap designed to protect dreadlocks, weaves, and other features of black hair. But governing body FINA rejected an application for its use at the Tokyo Games, saying there was no precedent for the caps. That's sparked a backlash on both sides of the Atlantic, with FINA accused of perpetuating policies and attitudes that have kept black athletes out of the sport. FINA now says it will reconsider, but any decision won't come in time for Deering's Olympic debut in the women's 10K marathon swim. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Taliban fighters struck Kandahar Airport in southern Afghanistan with several rockets overnight. They're trying to thwart airstrikes by Afghan government forces working to push back an encroaching Taliban offensive as U.S. troops leave the country. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.